Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. Say a little bit about the kinds of programs, the teaching, the messages. I mean, we're used to having some, you know, great gifted Bible teachers here on our airwaves day in and day out. But yeah. What does that sort of look like translated into a native language?
Yeah, and actually, it's not just the native language that we have to be very sensitive. It's the understanding of the people and where they come from. And we're broadcasting into a community of primarily first-time believers or people that haven't heard the gospel. We need to be very careful to explain Christ's message in a way that the culture can understand. We're not changing his message, not even a little bit. But for people in primarily Buddhist backgrounds to think about the Holy Spirit, where their life spirits represent evil. And when we're talking about trusting the Holy Spirit, there's a very different concept for people from that background, which is why we focus on indigenous leaders who are native to those cultures and understand where people are coming from. So we have to carefully structure the message in a way that prohibits the people from misinterpreting Christ's message. And it's very important that we have this cultural sensitivity, lest we explain things to people and have them misconstrue. I've visited homes in places where they will tell you, yes, I am a Christian. You see, I have a statue of Jesus alongside the other gods in my home. So obviously, someone did communicate the gospel of Christ to these people, but they didn't communicate it in such a way as to understand that Jesus is the only way to heaven. And this is just one example, Neil, of how we have to be careful with the way we communicate, the way we broadcast, the way we teach the Word of God.
So every $30 gets a radio placed. But it's not just a one-on-one return, though, is it?
No, it's not. And look, there's a lot of ministries doing a lot of really great work around the world. And you think about what $30 can do. And I hear people saying, for $30, you know, we can feed a child for a month. For $30, we can send an aid kit. For $30, we can send two Bibles. And I will say that for $30, you're going to be able to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, possibly to an entire village for an entire year. And this is an unbelievable opportunity to make a permanent difference in the lives of people who have so many needs. But clearly, in my opinion, the most important need in the life of anyone, no matter whether they live in a third world country or right here in the United States, is a clear understanding of the gospel that our Lord presented to us.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.